I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
Three employees and two work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Turned on reverse. Where are we? Quick drink of water. She's coming back out.
You can't say.
So what was your last day? Trying to sneak back in.
We snuck back in. I think we're at the retreat.
I'll give you a recap in a second.
No.
Yeah, we're there. We're already there.
You're at the tree again?
No, the retreat. The royal retreat.
Ow!
You opened me. That's what that is.
Ow. I'm sorry.
Okay. Get
a bracelet. Hold on, see, I go.
It went like that. Look at the eye.
Alright, so once last we broke the palace pages and Rosie, who's now sort of an honorary palace page. Hold on. Alexa, stop. Okay, there we go. The palace pages and Rosie had arrived at the royal retreat. The royal retreat is basically a huge palatial mansion over green rolling grasses, has horses wandering in the fields. That kind of thing. It is a three-story main building, and it does have a tower, which looks like a more recent construction. Has a wall around the outside with low metal spikes on top of it. So it's about a six-foot wall, which is tall for you guys. And it has a gate, and the caravan kind of meandered in, and you were assigned rooms, places that you will be staying. And you were told that the princess is not arriving today, and so you would eventually be assigned an actual schedule of duties when you need to be available to take messages, do chores, that kind of thing. But for the remainder of that day, you were just told to stay out of trouble, basically. Not necessarily planning on staying out of trouble, but that is what you were told to do. Okay? So your rooms are not unlike the rooms at the palace. Your rooms, what are you doing?
Telling her something about gaming that's not in character.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't want that to hear.
Okay. Anyway, so your rooms are not unlike the rooms that Selena and Dan have at the palace. They're just basically like 4 foot by 6 foot rooms with a little bed and a little nightstand and a little bowl for water and a pitcher and a couple washcloths and then anything else you have to have brought with you. So anything you don't have in your personal equipment that you might need for hygiene, like soap or comb or anything like that, if you don't already have it or can't borrow it from one of your friends or one of the other pages or somewhere, you're going to need to get it in order to have it when the time comes. But you do have a bed, you do have a blanket, you have your own bedroll that was provided, and Dan and Selena at least have cloaks that were given when you started on the caravan trip. Okay? And then Rosie has most of that kind of stuff already. Rosie has been to Southern Mist Cove before. This is the city that you left, that you were traveling with your cousins, and they essentially disappeared, put you on the caravan to get back home, was eventually going to get back home, was going to go through the capital and then to back home, and the caravan was attacked, and that's how you wound up with this group of palace pages. What?
Wait, so that means she knows, like, where the market and
she knows the basic lay of the land. So there are 6 markets in the city, including one that is on the outskirts of the city near the royal retreat. So it's not as simple as that. You also know that the city is built essentially in 2 tiers. So you start on the upper side of the city toward where there's a river and a dam, and the walls are much more strong and defensible. And there's militia stationed there and everything like that. On that side of the city, it's at a certain altitude, and then it sort of goes down slowly toward the bay, and there's a huge cove, and there's mountains that come in from the right. Now that cove fills with fog every morning, and the fog rolls over the lower city and the hills all around and everything, and that's why it's called Southern Mist Cove. It's very dangerous for ships to come in and out of the cove without a local pilot to keep them from hitting rocks. But as you get down toward the shore, there's basically like a cliff in the city. So it goes normal and then it just drops off. And the lower part of the city is 50 feet below the upper part of the city. And then also that lower part of the city actually extends back in under that shelf, and they call that the Undercity. And sometime hundreds of years ago, long before even any of you were born, there was a huge earthquake, and that's why the city is the way it is. And then they have built the lower part of the city back up under that shelf. So, for example, the sun doesn't shine there. It doesn't rain there except for water that drips through, that kind of thing. But there's two more marketplaces, taverns, stores, people live there, and all that kind of thing up under the shelf inside there, where it's really never bright daylight, okay? But then past that area going out toward the shore, it is a beautiful city, and there's sun, and for a good part of the year, it's right now, where time frame, it's late summer, so it is starting to get cooler, and you know that a rainy season is coming, but it hasn't really hit yet. You've had some big rains, but there will be times where it'll rain for like weeks straight in this part of the world, okay?
Hopefully not thunderstorms, because my cactus is afraid of those, because I almost died from one.
Yeah, well, sea storms quite often are thunderstorms, so. Yeah. Anyway, so you're at the retreat, and you do know, after talking to the tree, that there is a young woman named Jaden that you are supposed to try to... She's being abused by the headmaster of the orphanage which she stays at, and you are supposed to try to put an end to that. And even to the point that if you have to kill the headmaster, you can do that, although that's not preferable, obviously.
We're trying to avoid that.
Yes. Okay?
But if he attacks back.
So when we're picking up, it's about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It doesn't get dark until 6 or 7. You are allowed to leave the retreat to go toward town if you want to. There's nothing stopping you from doing that. But just remember that as far as combat goes, you're not real strong. So... if you get into a fight with somebody that's bigger than you, you probably will wind up hurt or dead. So, after settling into your rooms and having the opportunity to check and see whether you needed any personal belongings or that kind of thing, you did hear that there is a young knight named Asher who is taking anybody who's going into the marketplace just outside town to see if anybody needs to buy anything or whatever, they can go along. He's not offering to buy it for you, even if you give him the money, but he's willing that if you want to go that far with him, you can. Okay. And there are a couple of other servants in the retreat and a couple of palace pages and a squire that are going already. You heard him talking about it, staying in the hallway. Okay? So it's roughly 1-2 o'clock in the afternoon. So what do you do?
Well, I guess I could follow them to the market.
Okay. Well, Dan is... I think you'll have to decide what you're taking with you. Are you taking your pack? How much of your money? Are you stashing money in your room? The rooms do have a skeleton key lock. They can be locked, but you've not been given the key. So in theory, you could lock your room while you're gone, but you don't have a key.
Unless you can pick lock, you won't be able to get back in.
Well, you can't lock it. Unless you can pick lock, you won't be able to lock it. Because you don't have a key. So... So
I'll leave 2 gold and 1
stack. Okay. All right. So this is what you're taking with you?
Yes.
This is the with, this is the left at home. And you're stashing it somewhere very secretive in the room. Okay.
What's that, nice?
Roll a d6 if you would.
Okay, a d6. 1.
Okay, so you you go to stash it under your bed, and you notice, as is common with elves, elves are very alert to like secret and concealed doors and stuff like that. You notice looking back in there that there is a board, like a floorboard, that's cracked on one end, and it's obviously not nailed down on the one end. And then you look on the other end, and you see that it doesn't look like it's nailed down on that end either. Oh. So you think you could probably pull it up and put your pouch or whatever.
I'm going to look at it. There. Okay. I'm going to look at it.
All right.
Are we in the same room?
No. Everybody has their own 4x6
floor. That's why it's separate.
Room.
That's why we're all playing separate.
Right. Okay. All right. So you get down there and you pry up the board. You have a knife or a dagger or something.
I just use my knife. It's my nice knife.
Okay. So pull out your knife. Nice knife. It creaks a little bit as it comes up. And you realize that there is a bent nail in the one side that goes in a beam underneath, and that's what holds it in place, but it's shows where, like, it's been pulled in and out quite a few times.
There's gotta be something left under here.
Okay.
I'll look. Then we're gonna go to their room. Then.
Alright. And so, you... unless you're gonna, like, physically crawl under the bed, and you'd be on infravision if you did that, it's gonna be hard to look in the hole, or you could move the bed out of the way. It's not bolted down or anything.
Could I move the bed? Okay, I'm moving back.
Okay, so you swing it over, and you can clearly see the hole. There's no pouch or anything inside there, but there is some loose, like, dirt or dust down in there. You gotta, like, stick your hand in there and feel around, or...
I use one of my knives and just, like, move it around, or, like, skip some of it, and then I reach my hand in there.
Okay. It's probably smart in case there's something
in there. Yep. Because I move it around. If anything attacks my knife, then I can easily just know not to stick my hand in there.
Okay, so there's about a... there is about a little less than half an inch of like dirt or dust on the bottom of and you move around and you bump something that looks like it feels like a little stone or whatever, and you use the knife and you kind of sort away the dust, and you find what is a very small key, like it would be for a diary or something.
Ooh.
And it's maybe not even half an inch long. It looks like a skeleton key, but now it's way too small for that.
I take it.
Okay. Yeah, so you can hold it in your hand. It's made of brass. It's not as big as your pinky nail. It's very small.
Wow. If I found
this...
It's
like a charm or something from a bracelet.
I'm going to keep looking in here. This time I'm going to put my hand.
Okay. So you grope around, and you can feel, like, the walls of it appear to be rock. It feels solid or packed earth, very hard. And other than the dust that's in there, there's nothing else in there. But there is quite a bit of dust, like it's like bat sick.
So I get up, move my bed over, run out in the hallway and see if I can see those two.
Yeah, so their rooms are right by yours.
Okay, I knock on their doors if they're closed and tell them to please come meet me in my room.
Okay, so whose door are you knocking on first?
I knock on Selena's first.
Selena's first, okay.
We've been friends for
forever. Yeah, we have.
Well, the whole time that our characters have been alive, we've been friends.
The whole time that your characters have been played.
Yeah. Even, like, since the beginning of us on the cabin.
The whole times that they've been played.
Yeah.
Not the whole time they've been alive.
Yeah, sorry. The whole time they've been played.
You didn't meet until you came to the palace to become...
Pages.
Pages.
And then... It looks like pajamas.
It's a fuzzy sweater.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I have my sweater. Sit
right, so you hear it.
Who is it?
It's Dan. Can you please come meet me in my room?
Yeah, sure.
I will. And then just say you can walk in there if you want. And then I walk off to Rosie's room.
Okay, so
now you're standing in front of Rosie's room.
I'm going.
Can I knock? It's me. Can come meet me in my room, please, Rosie?
Sure.
And then I walk off to my room.
I go to his room, too.
Okay.
I know where it is.
So, yeah. Okay. Yeah, you all saw each other get assigned the rooms. They all pretty much happened at the same time, so.
Hi.
All right. So the three of you all meet in Dan's room, and...
I move my bed off and move the board back up and show what I found.
So he shows you a hole in the floor under his bed. Where the board comes off and it can be fit back in place.
And I show them that I found this little key in that hole.
Okay. He has found a small charm key, basically.
So any other features to it? Does it look old? Does it look new?
Sell it.
Kind of oldish.
Sell it.
Don't dark sell brown it. Brass or bronze. Looks like a skeleton key. Okay, you guys can talk for one second. I'll be right back.
What?
I'll be right back.
What do you think?
I want to see if you wonder if you guys have it in your bed as under your guys' beds as well.
No, no.
So I move my stuff. Do you want to go to whose room do you want to go check first?
Selena's.
Okay, we're going to Selena's room. I mean, I could sell this tiny little key and maybe get a few gold coins off of it.
I think you gotta keep it, because yeah, it might be something apart. If it was hidden so secretly, it definitely has some kind of good meaning, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, well, if you guys have a board in your room and we find a book that this might fit in, that would be cool. But or we can look around my room and see if we find anything else.
Let's do that.
So you want to look around my room, and then we'll move to your guy, Selena's room, and then Rosie's room. Okay?
Yeah, but we can't do that yet, because my dad tells us if we find anything. I'm trying to smush the Orbeez, but I can't smush him.
I see.
No! Oh. I'll be back. That's not in character.
It's the last one.
So, we decided that we're going to check around his room and see if there's anything else. Then we're going to check around our rooms and see if we find anything else.
We're going to go to Selena's room, then Rosie's room. But first, we're going to look around my room.
We think it belongs to something. We just don't exactly know what.
Yeah.
I mean, it was hidden so secretly. How? And why would it be hidden so secretly if there's no use to it?
Well, it could well be designed for somebody who stayed in this room to, like, keep their little
secrets.
Money or secret stuff in while they're gone.
Well, I'm still going to look around my room. We're all going to look around my room. I'm going to go check.
Okay.
And then we're going to go to my room and then
we're going to search all three rooms. All right.
Mm-hmm. That's our plan.
But we couldn't make any movement because you tell us if we find or encounter anything.
Absolutely.
Yep. We can't do anything.
Okay.
So you can't do anything. We kind of just chatted here. And
talking about what to do.
I brought up the suggestion of me just selling the key.
No. Never sell that because we might need it in our past.
If we don't find anything for it.
Don't sell
it. I'm going to sell it.
Don't sell it. Keep it.
I'm gonna sell it.
Keep it. But what if we don't find anything later? We find something that the key goes to. And then you sell it and now you can't get it back.
It's always just called, we either break the lock or bring it to someone that knows a lockpick.
What if we can't do that?
That's the plan. I don't know. If we can't do that, then we just throw away the book.
Then we wouldn't find out what's in it.
I doubt anybody's gonna buy the key if there's nothing for it.
That's why we don't want you selling it.
But if I sell it, I can get money. And buy more knives.
But if nobody buys it, you don't get money. Yeah, if no one buys it, because it's useless, kind
of. Okay.
I go to the market and sell it. That's what you do.
Alright, anyway, so we've had a whole debate about selling it or not selling it. Alright, and now you're searching the rooms. Okay, so basically the way search rolls work is you roll a d6, you're looking for a low number, and it's every 10 feet. If you don't want to miss any of the story, Low Moon Origins, Uprising, or Outsiders, like and follow our podcast. Please share it with friends.
I got a 1. That's real good. I got a 6.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, so because it's a 4, there's a 4-foot wall and a 6-foot wall. Together, they equal 10 feet. So that means You can search those two walls, that's one roll, and then the other two walls is one roll, and you can each roll. So you're going to roll twice in order. So for example, you roll 2d6, and one, that's the back wall and the right wall, and then you roll, and then the left wall and the front wall. And then you'll do the same, and you'll do the same, assuming you're all three of you are completely searching all three rooms. Mm-hmm. Right, thank you.
I got it, Uno.
Did this break open?
How dare the ketchup?
The traitor.
Well, it's just, it doesn't even think about it.
It spatted on me. Sorry. I was trying to like squeeze it. No, look at it when it spins.
Oh, wait.
Then it flattens out. If it's round, and then flat. When I spin it, watch. Watch.
So I wrote a 3 for one more.
Hey.
And they 6 for one more.
Do you want some hot dog with that?
She likes ketchup.
Oh, is that my key?
Yep.
That's adorable. It is bigger than a pink. It's bigger than a pink.
Okay.
You are in the game, it's smaller.
It's about the right size.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's tiny. I like it.
Anyway, so your two rolls were what?
A 3 and a 6.
Okay. And then your two rolls were what?
6 and a 4.
Okay. And yours were?
A 1 and a 4.
Okay. So, thoroughly having searched Dan's room, the only thing out of the ordinary is the box, is the hole that he already found. Both of you looked inside it even and don't see any additional holes or anything special. It does conceal pretty well when it's shut. Like, it was reasonably well designed.
I'm gonna go around and start tapping on the wall for finding any hollow.
Okay, you already did that. That's what you just spent 2 minutes doing, was searching the front wall and the side wall and the wall behind the bed and the back wall.
And the floor.
We're elves, so we were able to see that because we're good with secret traps.
Exactly. So, whose room is next?
Selena.
Okay, so next the three of you go to Selena's room, and you roll twice for Selena's room. Actually, you're going to roll 3 times because the third time will be the floor.
Before I do anything, can I look under the bed?
Yes.
And before we start looking around the entire room?
Mm-hmm. Did you put anything under your bed?
Oh,
yeah. Okay, so don't under your bed.
Okay. 3, 3, 5.
6.
I got a 1.
And 4.
A 1. And a 1. I got a 1, a 1, and a 1.
Nice.
That's
6, 4, 1.
3, 3, 5.
Okay.
1, 1, 1.
There is something odd on the back wall of the room, and Rosie and Selena both see it.
I'm going to rush over to it.
So the wood planks of the wall go like this, and it's actual wood pieces. Okay, so the whole, all the way around the inside of the room is wood strips, basically.
I'm still looking.
And you realize that near the corner, maybe like 10 inches from the corner, the wood strip going from top to bottom, starting at about like 6 feet, is thick. It like sticks out a little bit. And then over from that, about 3 feet, you see a row where the wood pieces come together like this, and you see a spot where the wood piece on the right sits in a little bit. So over here, the left piece sticks out more than the right, and over here, the left piece sticks out more than the right. And so that together makes you think it could be a door. big enough for a person to walk through in the back of the room.
I open it.
I'm assuming I don't see this.
You do once they start looking at it.
I kind of walk over with them.
We open.
Yeah, basically they both were working on the back wall about some time, and they looked at each other like, that's weird, and she found the left line, she found the right line, and then you looked at each other's line and concurred that, yes, yeah, something was odd.
I open the door and peek inside of it, if I can't open it.
Okay, well, you're trying to figure out how to open it. You don't actually know how to open it.
Press in, I tried pressing in, I tried squeezing my finger in there.
Roll a d6.
I have a knife if you want to try to pry it open.
One. Hopefully I need a lower number. I'm rolling a lot
of runs. Yeah, okay. So, yes. Yeah, you figure out. So, looking up at the top, you can see it. So, the wood's like brick pattern over left, right? So, it comes down this far, and then the next one's like that, and the next one's like that, and the next one's like that. But at the top, at roughly 6 feet up, you can see a place where it's not brick pattern. It's like straight line across. So, the piece comes down from the ceiling, goes like this, and the next one comes down, goes like that. Just like that, and they stop at a straight line, except at the corner that is formed by that straight line and this straight line, there's one that is from the top, which comes down, and it sticks down over the line, and it's the only one. And so then you reach up, and you try pushing up on it, and sure enough, it slides up, and as soon as it slides up and gets past that line, and you're holding it up, the door goes click, and it moves just ever so slightly. And it goes...
I get a peek inside.
Well, I guess it goes inward. It goes away from you.
Do you want me to open it?
No, I'm peeking inside.
Okay, so you're pushing it. It swings pretty easy. There's a creak like that. Okay? And you're looking, and it's dark in there. But it's obviously like a secret passage. It's a small hallway that's about as wide as the door. And it's only about 6 feet high. And
I'm
it goes
inside.
Straight ahead.
I'm going inside.
Oh, I'm going to move up to
okay. Roleplay your character is good. Talking with hot dog in your mouth, not so much. Because your character is not currently eating. So. Okay. So, you've got it open. It does not swing all the way open, but it swings plenty open enough for somebody to walk through.
I mean, do you guys want me to light a candle?
You all have inner vision, so you'll be able to see with on your heat vision, even though.
I'm just
you
going in.
Okay, let's go. I have my sword too on my side
because
I grabbed
it. Alright, so presumably you do not have your staff. Okay, so you brought your staff to each bedroom, to even though they're close together, to check for secret doors. So you're moving it around. I'll set it over here. Now I'll set it over here. Now I'll set it over here. Alright, so roll even odd. If you roll even, it is not close by. You're going to have to go get it.
Right by the door.
Two.
Okay. So if you want to take your staff, you're gonna have to go get it. It's not far. I mean, the room's only 4 by 6 feet, so.
Stay.
Yeah. So it's by you. You could just grab it and hand it to her.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. So now you have your staff, and you're going in with your staff in hand.
Sword in hand, and let's go. We don't know what we're gonna find.
Okay. So Dan is grabbing his sword. Okay.
I forgot my staff today, though.
Sorry. Okay.
Do you have yours?
So will Rosie be accompanying them into the secret passage?
Yes, I'm really interested.
All right. We're all just like, let's go.
The current marching order that I have is Selena's first, followed by Dan, followed by Rosie. All right?
Yep.
And you have your staff in your hand, you have your sword in your hand.
She has her staff.
And you have your staff in hand, okay?
Wacky. I just go back with my staff if I need to.
That is one of the things staffs are good for.
Well, if anything does come and it's like
you're actually quite not very good at it, though. You're not good at whacking things.
It doesn't mean I can't just go whack. I mean, if it's a mouse or something, just go whack. If I miss, I miss. But if I hit it, I hit it.
Yeah.
I have a sword.
Let's go.
I have a sword.
Right? Anyway, so... the hallway goes in just like 8 feet, and then it turns to the left. So you went in last. Are you closing the door behind you, or are you leaving it open?
Did you leave your bedroom door open?
Okay. So you hear the door go behind, and the air settles down. Like there was a bit of a breeze, but with the door shut, there isn't.
Why?
All right. So you're heading forward to the corner, and it turns left. Now, there are places where rays of light are coming down. It's dusty in here, so you see the light and you see the dust in the ray of light. But it's largely dark enough that you're on infravision. And you can see, like, it looks like the insides of walls. Like, you can see the beams, you can see the wood, but it's, like, facing away from you. You can see there's cobwebs, insects, like, spiders and other insects. Or I guess spiders not insects, but pill bugs, you know, little things like that. Like you expect to see inside a wall, but this is an actual passageway wide enough for you to walk through.
Why do I have a feeling that there's gonna be something in Rosie's room?
Okay. In this case, you turn left. Okay. You turn left, and it goes just like 5 feet, and then it continues straight or turns left.
Split up?
No. I'm still together.
Split up?
Okay, so looking down that hallway that goes to the left, you can see that it only goes about 8 feet, and then it dead ends. You want to check the dead end, or do you want to continue on straight?
I'm going to go check
the dead end. It's up to her, because she's leading.
Oh.
So if, once she passes it, if you choose to turn off and not stay with her, you could do that.
I'm gonna check the dead end because there might be something secret there. And then I'll go to the, and I'll go straight if I don't find anything. Even if I find something, I'll still go in case there's another thing back there.
Right, okay. So anyway, so you head for the dead end. Yeah. So she's heading for the dead end. Are you following her to the dead end?
I mean...
staying at the intersection, going straight, what are you doing?
I'll stay here at the intersection.
Okay.
Let Rosie pass me.
It's all right. So she's slipping past you to go with Selena. All right. So when you arrive at that dead end, you realize that there is obviously a secret door here. Because you're on the back side of it, you can see the beams. You can actually see hinges on the one side. Now, if you realize from outside, it would possibly be quite concealed. Like, they might not know, be able to see the secret door. But from in here, it's painfully obvious it's a secret door. Including, you can see a metal... it's kind of shiny silver. It's not made of silver, but it's like a steel, shiny steel that latches the door. It surely does. And also to reach
outside. Outside towards you.
Much on the interior to be the outside that fast. You're in the middle of the building.
I'm gonna super slowly open the door just enough so I can see through.
Okay, make a dex check.
Do I hear that?
What's that again? Just to be sure.
Oh, yeah. Feet away from you.
Sorry, just to be sure.
Well, I see... I do see them
my
open the door.
My dex is 16.
Oh, her.
17 versus 16.
What? I'll walk over. I slowly start walking.
So, you're reaching up and trying to move the metal latch from this side, and you are having trouble getting it to move. I think you might like push it with your staff, or
something.
It won't move with your hand. Tap it.
Not too hard, because I don't want it to open up there.
Roll a dex check again.
Oops.
Roll a dex check again.
14 against 16.
No problem. All right, so you tap it. Sure enough, when you tap it, the latch slides up, and the door does the same thing the other one did. It goes and pops in a little bit.
This staff is cool. All
right, and then you open it, I presume?
Huh?
And
just
you're standing there.
Out.
You're at the ready. You have your staff in hand.
Just enough
so
to
he's behind
out.
You now. All right.
I'm here.
So you peek out into the room, and you can see too pretty much, as long as you open it a couple feet, because you probably have to open it that much for you to be able to peek in, for that matter. All right, both of you roll a d20.
What do you guys see? This one. You just showed another one.
19. What am I doing?
Okay, so looking... you both realize immediately that you're looking into Rosie's room.
That's what I thought. Why is my room?
So apparently, both of your rooms have secret doors in the back room that connect each other. The hallway does go on straight, however.
Let's
go to the hallway.
I drew it.
To the hallway.
I turn around and walk backwards. Turn around and walk out. Because I'm going to the straight way.
I'm going to the other one.
I'm following Dan,
okay.
Too.
So go back to the intersection, and you're turning left and heading off down the hallway.
Shut the door.
So it's Dan, me, Koyan.
Did you shut the door to Rosie's room?
Yes.
Okay.
In case somebody comes
in. So you're locked, you're back latched into the secret hallway.
Without having to go out there.
Okay. You continue along, you find that... I don't know if you open them or not, that's a few, but you find that there are three more secret doors on that same hallway.
Wait.
And guessing the way they're laid out, you're thinking they're going to others of the small rooms.
I'm opening one.
No, Tan.
I am opening one.
I realize if there is somebody in the room, then
you open it, they will know. Please don't open it.
If there's someone in there, that's fine with me.
But Dan, it won't be secret anymore.
Eventually, someone's probably end up gonna find out if we stay here.
What if just us can let it be there? What if there's something else in there besides this secret passageway?
You do realize I'm not gonna be coming here? I'm still opening one of these doors.
You can come in my old Rose's room to come in here. Please don't open the door.
I open one of these doors. I go to that door and...
I'm gonna like nudge it with my staff, like, whoa, stop it.
Yeah.
Okay, you feel her tap you on your back, but he's moving away from you now, so.
I'm not paying attention. I'm opening the door.
Okay, so you look at the door and it latches in a similar way to the others. And so you mean you make a death check to open it?
Yep.
20. Okay.
20. It's 11.
Imagine one of the doors lead to
dancing. That would be impressive, and somehow we missed it. That's just 13, and I wrote a 9.
Okay, so no problem. You managed to unlatch it, and then I assume you're going to
peek in.
Open it a couple feet so you can look in.
Yep.
Alright, he's going.
Hello?
So we're going to check and see whether or not there's anybody in the room.
There's someone in there. I'm shutting the door immediately.
Caleb.
Well, if you slam the door, they would surely notice, so they could in the room looking away. Okay, so it is one of the cell rooms. It's not yours, it's another one. And there are personal belongings in it. But the door to the hallway is open, and they're not in the room.
Oh, shit, guys.
Okay,
on to the next door.
No. He's so determined to find one that leads to his room.
No.
None of these will lead to your room because they're not in the right side of the hallway. Mm-hmm.
Step open.
You don't know.
They should all lead to the small rooms because this entire hallway is lined with that. So it's just a question of who has which one. Because they're all.
So these are all. These all are going to lead to the small
rooms. This is a big
the hallway
danger.
Does
what
go
if,
on.
What if there's like an adult in a room and they see us in a secret passage?
Shut the door, run for your life.
Know what you look like. I see you.
Well, I don't know what I'm wearing. It doesn't leave my face. Fine. I start walking off that direction we still haven't explored.
Okay.
In a fast pace.
Walking off down the hallway that you have not been yet.
In a fast
yes.
pace.
Let's go there.
And the two of you are following him, I think.
Yep.
Okay. Who's turned. Second in line?
Me.
And then Rosie's last. All right.
Okay.
So, over the next 20 minutes, half an hour or so, you find what amounts to be a winding set of passages with a variety of doors that lead to various places inside the retreat.
What are the feeling one of these are not going to lead to?
One of them leads to the kitchen. One of them leads to a practice room where there are men practicing with swords.
Okay,
I like that. So, I mean, you're just peeking through cracks and stuff, not actually opening the doors.
Okay.
You find one that leads to like a big sitting hall that has a fireplace, and there's a man sitting in a chair, sipping probably wine or something from a goblet, and reading a book.
What I was going to say,
why aren't we the ones that found this out?
It's probable that others who live here know about the secret doors. It doesn't mean they tell everybody.
We
shouldn't either.
And maybe it's possible that nobody knows exactly where all they go, because it's pretty labyrinthine. Anyway, so you follow it to various places. You do go up and down steps a couple of times. About 20 minutes in, you find a place where it ends in sort of a dead end, but at the dead end it's wider, like a square, and there is a bronze pole and a hole in the floor, like a sliding pole.
I'm going down now.
Bear in mind, if you go down, you may not have a way back up. Looking down, it looks like the drop is around 30 feet. So you would slide down 30 feet to a lower level.
I'm going to...
With apparently no opportunity to get off soon.
I'm going to, like, walk around the room, see if there's any way to go down with a way to come back up.
Okay, well, the room is 4 foot by 4 foot, so there's not much walking around it. There's just a hole in the middle of the floor. But the walls look like the inside wall of the walls. You see studs and beams going up and down with the walls. There are no secret doors, as far as you can tell. And there's no ladder to fall back up. Checking the pole, I mean, you think it might be possible to climb back up, but it's not terribly smooth. But it would be a challenge, because it is smooth.
Check out Amal Dan Inc. for incredible opportunities to support the ministry.
I'm going down.
For some reason, it makes me want to go down. There's no way back up.
There should be another way out, in theory, but you don't know what it would be.
I'm going down.
You've already been in here for 20 minutes, and you think there's a good chance that the group that was leaving to go to the marketplace will be leaving soon, if not already.
I will go down and stay here.
I slide up.
Okay, I've come down behind
you. I slid
down. I'm coming
down
too. No, stay up there.
I will
stay up
because
they let me help and I
have to grab
just
the first time. Does anyone have rope? I don't think so.
Maybe.
I think I had a little bit, but not much.
Probably close.
It's about a 30 foot drop, so if you don't have rope, you're going to really be.
I have a belt.
Well, we have the first 3 feet covered. Just 10 more belts and you'd have it covered.
That is sweet, whatever that is.
So it does strike you that you could buy rope in the marketplace fairly inexpensively, or maybe find some somewhere in the house.
Before we go down, we want to go to the marketplace, buy rope, and come back and go right that out. Have someone stay up here.
And then you could wait until everyone is sleeping tonight and explore it while everyone's sleeping.
It says I have 10 feet of rope. I think that's it.
Okay. That is not enough.
Okay, guys, let's go. Guys.
So you got 13, counting your rope and his belt. But that's about 15 feet. Not enough.
We're going to go down. We're going to go to the marketplace.
Do you happen to have 5 belts?
I don't know.
Okay, let's see. You have extra pants back in your room, an extra blouse, undergarments, soap, iron rations, candle, apple, small cheese, small bag of horse feed, a tin of lotion, low boots, water skin. You have 30 foot of leather cord, and unfortunately that might not be strong enough to hold their weight. Backpack or bedroll. That's what you have.
What if you took the leather cord and supported it with the rope?
No!
Wrap the rope around and the first couple of the last... The first couple of feet you have to climb up would be leather cord, but the rest would be rope and cord.
The cord, the rope is only 10 feet long and the hole is 30 feet deep. So the first 20 feet would only be leather cord.
Okay, I'm going down.
You could braid, you could take the rope apart. It would take an hour or more, but you take the rope apart and braid it together with the leather cord and make a rope that was long enough.
I'm going to go to the marketplace, buy leather, buy a rope, come back at night when I'm going to sleep. I'll come in one of your guys' room and we can explore them.
Let's do that.
But I still have to find out where
the
door is.
Okay, tonight, meet up in my room.
Is it above her bed as well?
Meet up in my room tonight, because we know
is it above her bed as well?
Yeah. Also, remember that you're supposed to be checking on the girl, and starting tomorrow, you have assigned chores. So if you don't do some kind of research today, you're going to run out of time.
Okay, let's go. Let's go to my room. We're going to do a little bit of figuring out how to do that. And it's possible we can try to talk to the tree if you need to.
Talk to who?
The tree.
The tree, because we can put our gem together.
Yeah. Well, the tree can certainly give you advice, but he's not here to help you. Because
I know, he can give us advice if we can't figure anything out. So to my room.
No.
Yes.
I'm gonna go to the marketplace. Not to share your room.
Alright, well, me and Rosie should go to my room then.
If we go to the marketplace, come to my room.
So you're not going to the marketplace at all?
No.
Or are you just going to your room to talk and then go on?
I'm going to the marketplace after.
Okay.
I want to at least get some kind of lead for tomorrow when we're off shorts.
Okay, well then, now, the start of that would probably be by going to the marketplace, but you're going to have to go further than that. Because the marketplace is out. This marketplace that they're going to is just outside town. You're going to have to go into town if you're going to try to find out where this orphanage is, where this girl is.
Well, the first thing I want to do is try to figure it out from the room, and if we can't figure anything out, we can try talking to Old Teal's.
And then
if we can't figure anything out, we go to town. Even if we do figure something out, we go to town.
So the two of you are going to your room for now to talk.
Yes.
And you're leaving them to go to the marketplace directly.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay.
Can
you say that?
Just put it on.
All right. So it'll be like he goes back, goes out to the secret door, and he's heading toward the marketplace. And you go find Asher, and they're just getting ready to leave, and they're going to walk to the marketplace.
This is in my room, in that little hole.
Got it. Okay.
If I go back and it's gone, I'm going to be
mad. Okay. And the two of you are in your room. So what do you do?
Well, so we're looking for a girl in an orphanage. Do you know anything about an orphanage, Rosie?
You know that there are orphanages in town, but there's a bunch of them. It's a big town, first of all. Mm-hmm. The population of this city is probably 300,000 people. So it's bigger than Toledo, for
what?
Example. But that being said, you know that there are a bunch of orphanages, maybe 10 or a dozen. You don't specifically know where any of them are, but you think you could ask and might have to pay somebody a few copper or something to get the information.
Well,
right now you only have the girl's name and that she's in an orphanage. That's all you know. You don't know which orphanage she's in, and you don't know where the headmaster. You don't know the headmaster's name.
Sorry, what's the girl's name?
Raven.
I have my guess.
Do we recognize that or have any idea if we've seen her anywhere? Except for the
tree. Sometimes you've heard of her within the tree told you about. She's a young lady, not too different from your age, but she's human. And she's being abused by the headmaster of the orphanage, and your co-pastor is a part of it. Mind you, he's a tree, and he's getting his information from roots of other trees, so it's amazing that he was able to give you that much.
Is the headmaster a man?
Yes, he said he was a man.
Then, we need to figure out what orphanages masters are men to lower that down.
Right, that would be a good start.
Do we have any idea about that, Rosie?
Not here. I can't understand.
She doesn't know. She didn't have any dealings with the orphanage. She just knows that they are there. And I have to go asking questions.
Okay. Well, what do you think we should do?
She's
taking a nap. This is not. Do you have any idea? We can try to talk to Old Teal. We can go out to town. Okay. Well, I'm gonna leave a little bit of my money here, but I definitely want to bring some copper so I can pay. So I'm gonna leave my big stick of money here. I'm gonna leave one of my.
You're leaving all your money?
No.
Remember that you can't lock your door.
Hide them in the secret passage.
So you could hide it in the secret passage.
Yeah, I open the secret passage and I just hide it right inside the door.
You don't know, someone actually could come in there.
Yeah, but even if they did, they wouldn't be expecting a little pile of money down in a corner somewhere or something.
Yeah. Okay, let's go. Make sure you take your gems in case we need to talk to Teal.
Or me.
Or you, that's correct.
Or you.
We can like talk to Dan.
Mm-hmm. If you get separated, you need to talk to each other.
Yep.
Okay, so meanwhile, the two of you're only there for a couple minutes. You head out for the marketplace. There's about a dozen people total. None of the palace pages that you know, but you do meet Asher, and he's actually a knight. but a low-level knight. And he's got plate mail armor, and he has a horse. But then when you head out and everyone else is walking, he's just leading the horse. He's walking and leading the horse. He's walking with everybody else.
That's nice.
Mixed group of males and females. Everybody is basically your social class, like servants, pages, squires. So it was just beautiful, sunshiny day, walking along a dusty road. A wagon goes in the other direction, headed for the retreat. You see people out working in the fields, tending crops. A batch of seagulls flies overhead, not close by. You can see the mountains in the distance. You see the city ahead of you and to the right. 15 minutes after you leave the 15 minutes after you leave the retreat walls, you see the marketplace ahead. You're coming around a hill. The hill goes up and to the right, and the city is above that. And then you see basically canvases and booths of various products for sale. It definitely looks like a marketplace. You would say, don't pierce this. You would say it's probably mostly agricultural because there are farmers' wagons, that kind of thing, walking around.
I hope I don't get caught.
You know that during the conversation, who was talking, that they were talking about people. You were talking about buying fresh food, buying soap, buying grooming products. One person needed to buy some parchment and pen and ink to write letters home, things like that. So basically, people are going for simple personal reasons mostly.
Yeah, I'm going for work. Which is.
For what?
Which is also.
Rope.
Rope, yeah.
Which is also simple personal. You can just tell them personal reasons.
Yeah, I mean, anybody might want to. You know, it's pretty common for certain people to carry ropes around, so.
30 feet of rope. Yeah. Well, more would actually be better.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, so you walk into town, and Asher says, or walk into the, it's kind of a town. It's like a little village area with a market, and he says, so we'll meet here by this big rock in an hour, and head back. If you can stay longer if you want, but I'll meet in an hour and take everybody back to the retreat. Okay?
Okay.
And everybody's like, yeah, mm-hmm, yeah, sounds good. Yeah. Okay. You do see two squires that head off near toward what looks to be an open-air pub selling alcohol and food. And there's a half dozen people sitting there. And there's the sound of flapping canvas in the wind, the gentle breezes, that kind of thing. There's about, you can see 30 or 40 booths around. You do not see anything in the way of, you know, anything really fancy. There's no weapon shop. There's no smithy. You don't hear the clanging of a hammer or anything like that.
I'm not only here for rope.
Don't do that,
Clayton. I'm not only here for rope.
Okay. And so,
we're going to town.
So, can I possibly ask Asher if he knows somewhere I can get a rope?
There's a couple of farmers with general supplies. Take the right fork right there, go to the end, and then they'll be along the right against the wall.
Thank you.
And they should have rope.
Okay, so I walk off in that direction. While I'm walking off in that direction, I do peer off at some booths, see if they have, if there's anybody with knives at their stall.
I need to talk to Dan.
Remember, because you can only use each, a, you know, need, he's one, each one once a day, so.
That was 3 times.
It's 3 times?
Yeah, it's 3 times. Okay. Said 3 times.
So, alright, so each one 3 times a day.
3 times, not counting talking to him. When we talk to him, it doesn't take anything away from the deck.
To the tree.
If he contacts
right.
us.
Yeah.
If he contacts you, it doesn't count anything. If you contact him, it does, I think.
Oh.
Yeah. But if you talk to Dan, it counts as one use on both stones.
No, we only have to press stone.
You activate your stone to talk to him, but if he talks back to you through his stone, that counts as your stone and his stone, one use.
Okay.
And it lasts for 1 minute.
Okay, I don't care. I only need, like,
Probably
in any case, 50 seconds. You guys weren't that far behind him. So basically when you got out of the retreat and you were headed for the marketplace, you saw the group that he was with ahead on the road. Or at least you assumed, you didn't see him specifically, but you saw the group and they went around the hill toward the market, and then you lost track of them briefly. And then you go up and around the hill and you see their group at the marketplace. So you're not that far behind him. You'll be able to talk to him in person unless he runs away. That's my point.
Bye.
I don't care. I'm using the stand to go drink.
Okay.
Because if we have to go into the marketplace and try to find him and talk to him, it'll take up more of our time that we have today.
Maybe, but it's not that big of a marketplace. All right, anyway, so one of your gems is buzzing.
I forgot my gem. Sorry, I just, my ear hurts.
Okay.
I forgot my gem.
All right. You hear Selena's voice say from the gem,
"Hello, Dan. I'm just contacting you to let you know that, we're heading into town to see and figure it out. We have a little bit of a clue on how to figure things out because we're gonna look at what orphanages are run by men. That's what we're starting with.
Let's go
free
the link.
Okay.
That's fine.
So we'll be in town. Contact us if you are trying to find us, so you need to hear anything from us.
Real quick, was there any, what, do you remember how deep the hole is, or if I need to buy extra length of rope?
Well, the hole is 30 feet, and I would recommend 40, 45 feet, so we can have extra for the person that, say, the top of the hole to hold on to, or to be able to tie it to something.
And slide down.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm looking at the market right now, finding some, going to a farmer's place so I can get some rep.
Okie doke. See you later.
Okay. So you completed that conversation in less than a minute, so you're good.
That's so cool. All right.
You head off in the marketplace toward where he told you you might be able to buy rope. And then while he's off in that general direction, the two of you arrive at the market, and you do see a few of the other people that you saw who were looking to go to the market. They're shopping in different stalls and stuff, and one guy's buying some
pomegranates. If I see something like, I might stop for a second.
Okay, so mostly what you see is agricultural stuff, so there's food, cloth, the personal items. One guy's got little metal tins of, basically it's toothpaste, but it's like a round tin, and you just dip your finger in it and put it in your mouth and then brush your teeth. That kind of thing.
Wait, they're at the market.
You do see two guys walking around with clipboards, and they are stopping at each booth. And you've probably never seen a clipboard before, so it's kind of neat. It's a board that's got like a clip and holds a paper. Because they're not common in the Elvenlands or in the capital. All right, so as you're walking, roll percentile dice just to see if you spotted any knives.
What's
or
percentile?
These.
This and this. Oh. This one and this one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they.
This one. Yep.
Oh, look, Mosey.
Yeah. Okay. So on the way back where you were going to like the general items, you did not see any merchants specifically selling knives at all.
Hey, did I catch anything of insurance?
I mean, mostly farm stuff. So, there was a guy selling mules and ponies.
I can buy a horse. It's not about buying a horse, though.
Then you have to pay to take care of it.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, so, but when you arrive back at the booths that he pointed you toward, you see not only do they have rope, but they have other kind of miscellaneous items, and he does have a couple knives. He has, they have like bedrolls, blankets, backpacks, almost anything you can find in a general store. Between the three booths, they have it in some sense, but it's all used stuff almost. It's like it's nothing that they made, and they're not merchants like buying new stuff from other people and reselling them. This is all stuff that like came from their farms. They had and don't need, or kind of almost like a yard sale or a flea market.
So I go to the stall that's selling the
Alright, so you rope see two first. Of the three stalls have rope. The one guy's rope selection is more along the lines of like big, long pieces of rope like you would use like on a ship. So like 200 feet or more pieces of rope.
I don't want that much.
And you don't know if you can sell it smaller or not. But the other guy has 10 or 15 different coils of rope, and they all look like they might be in the 30 to 50 foot range.
So I walk over to the guy, one of the guys that is selling the rope that's in the range of what I need. And I ask if you have any like 40 to 45 inches or feet of rope I could possibly see.
Okay. So he says, I got whatever you need. So the longest piece I got is 100 feet. It's all in good condition. Most of it's not reworked. And the rope. Rope. Where's the rope? There's the rope. Three silver pieces for a 50-foot bundle. Three silver pieces for a 50-foot bundle.
How much is it for a 40 feet?
I got one here. It's not in the greatest condition. 40 feet. I'll sell it to you for 2 silver.
Do you have any rope that's good for climbing up on?
Well, I mean, they'll all work for that. I don't know that I mean, somebody like you, you don't look like you weigh that much, so they'd all work for that.
Okay.
I got this hook that you can use. Like, you put it on the end of the rope, and then you can use it to catch on a wall or a ledge or a branch.
Okay, how much for the hook as well?
An extra silver piece.
Give me the 40 and the hook.
Me too.
Okay.
40 feet and the hook.
All right, so he takes your 3 silver pieces, gives you the coil of 40-foot rope and a hook.
And now I look at the knife.
Do you know how to tie it on there? You want me to tie it on for you?
That was just, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you have to tie the hook on the end of the rope, all right? So you watch him how to do it. He ties a fairly complex knot, some kind of sailor's knot, you think, and it looks like it's firm, like it will stay on there. And he says, just watch that one end of the hook. It's kind of pointy. Here, I got something. And he gives you it's like a 2-inch by 2-inch block of wax, and he sticks it on the end of the hook so you won't poke yourself by accident. And he doesn't charge you for that.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
And now I go off to the stall closest that has the knife.
All right. So 2 of the 3 stalls have knives. Again, none of them are new. They're all, you know, things that people that are selling stuff that they have. Right. Meanwhile, the two of you have arrived at the marketplace. You see basically the same thing. What are you doing? You do see that toward the back of the marketplace, there is a gate. It's a smallish gate, big enough for one wagon to go. Are you listening? I'm talking to you. Thank you. Okay. It's a smallish gate, big enough for one wagon to go through at a time, and it leads into the city.
Okay, I'm going.
Okay, so you guys are headed into the city?
Yes.
Okay.
We want to go to the orphanage, and we need to figure out what orphanages have men.
Men headmasters. Okay. So on entering the city, you have to get in a line, basically, and people are being checked in. And when it comes your turn, the guard has a clipboard, and he says, what's your name? And he's talking to Selena first. Name?
Selena.
That's it? Do you have a surname?
Mm-hmm.
A last name.
Do I have a last name?
You have, like, I don't, be careful, now you did it. Does it have water in it, too? Just the jealous things.
Bobby's.
Can I have one?
Alright, do I have a last name? I don't know if I have a last name.
One going down the place.
Hold up, let me check. I'm going to get into diapers.
Yeah, diapers. Make sure we pick up every one of those pieces and all of them laying around when we're done.
Okay.
No, so I do not have a last name.
Like five. You can use Lastafaranis.
Okay. Selena Lastafaranis.
Can you spell that, please? One of the guys behind him said, just put an L. Never mind. One copper piece.
You pay. Skip two copper pieces for one
club. And here's a tip.
No, oh, I can't accept it. Thank you, though.
Okay.
Very kind of you. Try to give me a tip. Yeah, she's a nice little girl. Okay. Anyway, then he looks at Rosie and he says, name?
Rosie.
Okay. Do you have a surname?
Probably. Selena Celestial.
Oh. We have a whole bunch of last names.
I already forgot what my last name was.
I'm writing it down for you so you can copy it onto your sheet if you want. This is one of the five, but anyway, it's Lastafaranis.
Lastafaranis.
And the one that your sisters use while traveling in human lands is Celaferulex. Celaferulex. Celaferulex.
Celaferulex. And I'm Lastafaranis.
Okay. He writes it down. Is that a C or an S? It's a C.
C?
Okay. One copper. Do you have any copper pieces?
I'll pay for them.
Those are silver.
I'll pay for them.
A lot of copper. Oh. Okay. Thank you. All right.
I paid for you.
Thank you, Rosie.
You're Rosie.
Selena. All right. So the two of you enter the city. Meanwhile, you shop knives. You do find a couple that look good. The most expensive one that they have is one silver piece. And they have a variety of them that range in the neighborhood of 5 to 8 copper pieces. They're all a little worn. The one that's one silver piece has a brown, kind of brown and mustard yellow polish. It looks like bone, probably, handle. And the whole thing is about 5 inches long. And it's straight, it's non-folding. It has a little leather sheath, like you could wear on a belt or a boot or something like that.
I'll buy that one with the sheath.
Okay, so we're down. Brown and mustard yellow bone knife.
Why are you so obsessed with knives? You only have like 3 of them.
He's a knife collector. Two. And you probably should write in your character sheet that you're a knife collector so you can get experience for shopping for knives. We're going to keep doing that.
I'm going to make that
right here. Yep.
I'm putting that over here.
Right. Great knife collector. And then that way when you shop for knives, you'll be able to get experience.
Oh, wait, this is...
Let's open it.
I hate clubs and I hate crowds. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. This marketplace isn't too crowded, though.
So. Oh, yeah. I absolutely hate about that.
What was the other thing? Crowds and what else?
Clubs.
Like, Biffy clubs?
I don't like those.
That makes sense. That's thoroughly gross. Okay. Anyway, so we're going to pick up the pace a little bit here because we're running out of time. So you bought the knife. What are you doing after you buy the knife? Are you going to try to catch up to two of them or are you going somewhere completely different?
I mean, you know, I'm going to use
you
one more.
You know that they're planning on looking for a orphanage that has a male headmaster. So, I mean, you could be split up from them and try the same thing and you might cover more ground. You've got about 4 hours until dark right now.
I'm using another one of my uses on one of my gems and contacting Rosie this time.
Okay. So one of Rosie's gems is vibrating. Hey. One of Rosie's gems is vibrating.
Okay, pick it up.
Okay. And you hear Dan's voice say,
hello. Where are you guys at?
You are traveling down the main road. Just entered the city a few minutes ago.
We entered the city a few minutes ago.
When you guys want to wait for me, I'm going to try to catch up.
So you got to try.
You're planning on going to the local guardhouse and asking about orphanages nearby, and then you can kind of subtly ask if any of them have male headmasters. And you're only like a block from the nearest one, so you'll be there. You could just tell them to meet you there. Does that sound like a plan? Okay.
Yeah.
Is that what Rosie says? All right, so she says back in the stone, and you hear her voice say, we're going to be at a guardhouse that's about a block from here, and we'll be there long enough to question them, so meet us there.
All right.
And then I did.
Okay. All right, so you've used twice, and you have one you've used once, and you have one you've used once for today. And it's about 4 to 5 hours until dark. Okay. You guys go to the guardhouse. You see basically a big square building with bars on the windows, guards sitting outside on the porch. And as you approach, one of the guards gets up and walks over. He's wearing chainmail, has a metal shield, like a kite shield, short sword on his hip, conical helmet, mustache and beard, dark skin, kind of big pores in his face. The other guy looks on toward you as well, but he doesn't get up and come over. Greetings.
Hello. We just have a couple of questions because we're looking for somebody. she's like a friend of ours, and we know that she's in an orphanage.
Okay. Near here?
We're not exactly sure. Something we do know is that her orphanage has a male headmaster. Do you know anything about that?
I don't know. I know there's one orphanage near here. I think it has a male headmaster. I don't know for sure. I can tell you where it's at. How to get there. Doesn't sound like it's a problem for the law.
No. We're just looking for her because she asked us to meet up with her and we kind of forgot where she was.
Okay. Well, that's not much to go on, and there's a dozen orphanages in Southern Mist Cove and spread out over a pretty big area. So, unless you have more to go on, you might have trouble finding your friend. Anyway, follow this road down here, 2 blocks, turn right, go 2 blocks, turn left, about halfway down on the block on the right.
Okay, I'm going to head there.
Okay. As you get done talking, you went through the gates, you had to pay a copper piece.
Oh, sorry.
How many are you supposed to have? It should have been written on your character sheet, I think.
I
don't
even know how many things. Yeah, she only has one copper piece.
Look on your character sheet and see if you had a number written down. That's on the back, I see it. Right in the middle. Okay. 3 copper pieces and 7 silver pieces, so you should have 2 more.
And I only have 5
these. And you should have 7 of those.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay. Unless you spent some last time, but I didn't think so.
No, because...
Don't touch that. It makes your hands all sticky.
Yeah. And that stuff probably could make your hands itch, so you're probably going to want to go wash your hands in a minute.
That's what I just did, but it's still sticky. Yeah, I only soap. Did water where I was.
You have to go to the bathroom. We're about to be done. Come in here. We'll finish up and then you can go do it.
Okay. And
next time, don't touch it if you're not sure it's safe. Okay. And so you're also able to give him one of your surnames, which is Randa Fularis. And you pay a copy piece. So he puts you down as Dan R. Okay. So you guys get done questioning the guard and you look up and you see, 100 yards away, Dan is jogging this way.
I'm just going to stop for a second.
Okay, so you guys wait, catch up. The 3 of you are together again. You follow the directions given by the guard to go to the orphanage.
I showed him that the rope I got and then the one guy put a hook on it for me.
Okay, so he shows you a hook with a chunk of wax on the end. I wouldn't do that because if it gets gold on my coins, or if it gets that poop on my coins, I'll be displeased. I've been using those coins for going on 5 years, so don't want goopy. And definitely don't do that because you have that stuff on your hands. You get that in your nose. Oh my goodness, or on your face. Don't touch your face. Don't do it.
Hi.
Because it may make your skin very irritated. Not meant to be played with. You're going to throw them in the garbage.
Okay.
Anyway, so you do arrive at the orphanage, and it has a front door with columns on either side and steps up, and it has a door that has like wood cross pieces in it, and it has papyrus or onion paper, something that you can't really see through, but light will come through. Then it has a big brass handle, and it actually has the word orphanage in common written across the wall above the porch.
Can we just walk in?
Already know you can.
I'm not gonna okay. just knock.
Okay.
I don't want to bow, Jen.
Okay. All right, and so you knock, and an old woman comes to the door. She's probably in her late 60s, one of the oldest humans you've ever seen. And she's kind of portly, kind of thick around the middle, kind of a bulby nose. And she says, "Can I help you?"
Elbow.
You're all very short, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, Elvin? Oh, yes. How pleasant. You're not orphans. You've got weapons and stuff.
Don't mind that.
We're looking for,
Raiden.
We're looking for a younger girl about my age named Raiden. That's his human.
Are you
the headmaster here?
I am not. I am, I do lots of things here, but mostly I tend the desk during the day. So I think we have a girl named Raiden here. Why would you be looking for her?
We just need to talk.
We just would like to meet you.
She's an old friend of ours.
Yeah, and we haven't seen her for a while, though.
Okay. I'll have to make a request for her to have visitors, assuming it is her. Well, come on in, and I'll check the books, and we'll check the name for sure. And
okay.
If it is her, then we can make a request for you to have visitors.
Before we walk in, I grab Selena, kind of just pull her back a little bit. Because if this is the orphanage, what are we going to do?
We'll figure something out. Just play along with it.
The problem is we have weapons on us. Maybe half of the kids might have not seen a weapon. Never mind.
Let's just go.
Okay. So you stand in the little lobby, wooden floor, wooden walls. There is a door in the back. There's like a veranda door that has the same onion paper in it to let light through. She thinks it must lead to an outside area somehow or other. And she goes to a big wooden desk. It's huge, like bigger than the dining table, like 5 foot by 7 foot. And it's only like 2.5 foot tall, so it's just a little bit taller than this. And there are papers scattered all over the desk, but she pulls a big book out of the desk, and she says, "Well, it says here, so we have one young lady named Raiden," and then she's scanning back, and says, "And then we had another one as recently as a couple of weeks ago. Her name was Raiden as well, so I guess that's not that uncommon of a name, but anyway, and if you'll wait here in the office area, I'll go and see if I can make a request for her to have a visitor."
Okay.
Okay. All right, so the three of you are just kind of standing around waiting, and she leaves out that back door that you saw, and she's gone for a minute.
What are we going to do?
Just play along with it.
3 minutes.
Just a number.
Sure.
Still gone?
Still gone.
Okay. What is going on?
I'm waiting.
5 minutes she's been gone.
I'm waiting.
6 minutes?
If we get to 10 minutes, I'm leaving. What is going on? Maybe this is the headmaster. Maybe this is the actual right.
7 minutes. 9 minutes.
9 minutes. Okay.
10 minutes.
I'm waiting.
I really want to contact the tree and see what the last name of the girl is.
If he knows, we can find. Would you like to?
Alright, let's go. I'm using my last.
Okay.
So we're going to contact
the tree. I'm using the gem I haven't used yet.
Okay.
We're going to contact the tree, see if we can figure out the name of the last name of the girl.
Okay.
Then we get it.
All right, so you touch the gems together, and there's a sort of a magical hum that begins, and then... See if I can do the sound effects.
It has been going for a little while. If we know the last name, though, it'd be really helpful because we can say the girl's first and last name, and if they have the right last name, it'd be easier, and we won't have to wait for 20 minutes at each place.
Okay. Not very loud.
I got good girl. This way, suck. Yes,
right there. Okay, it is making a noise. It's just not very loud. Oops, I'm wrong. Okay. So, you touch together. So, what you see as the two of them touch their gems together, you hear the noise, and then you see, it looks like the two of them get like. Their color dims. You can't see the color of their clothes anymore. It's like they're standing in a shadow almost, but they're still there, but you can't really see them as clearly as you could a moment ago. For you guys, once the hum starts, out of the corner of your eye, you see like a white fog that comes and it surrounds the two of you, and you don't see the orphanage anymore.
So
you don't see the walls.
Nobody knows that it's happening.
And then the two of you are standing side by side in front of the tree with your gems touching, and the gems are making a little light, and otherwise it's dark under the tree. And he says, "How may I be of assistance, young ones?"
Well, we do need help on a mission. Do you happen to know the last name of the girl?
I do not, and I do not know that she has one. I can tell you that she is outside right now. She is with others, playing in the dirt. But I think she sits on watching.
By chance, are we near her? Are we at the orphanage?
I do not know exactly where you are. You must be indoors.
We are.
Well, indoors.
I can only detect you and your specific location when you are on the ground. There is a cherry tree near her.
Cherry tree?
Yes.
Okay.
It is as if she is in a courtyard or a garden. There are other plants there, too.
By chance, because we are at one of the orphanages inside, and the girl came up to us saying that they had a raiden. Do you by chance know if she went outside and moved somewhere else?
I do not. I am grateful for this update.
As we're at the orphanage.
What I'll lead right now is figuring out what orphanages have men as the raid master. We won't go to anywhere that has a lady lead master because it's a man that is a lead master abusing this young girl.
Right.
So that's what we've got so far.
Do you have the name of the master, maybe?
I do not.
Well, some of the stuff will certainly be a big help to us, so thank you.
Be safe. If he can abuse her, he can hurt you.
Yeah, we already kind of discussed that, but
we're gonna try and stay on his good side.
We're not gonna like do anything bad. Or
I get the sense that the man is wicked. I'm not sure he has a good side.
Oh. Okay, we're trying.
The good side is to do what he wants.
If you are on the ground and near her, I can reach out to you to confirm that you are close. If you want.
Yes, please.
Very well. And then you hear kind of like a fading hiss, and the smoke recedes, and the gems go dark, and you're back in the lobby. Now, meanwhile, you were in the lobby while they were doing it. It was about 2 minutes, maybe 3 minutes that they were doing that, and the woman did not come back. However, roll a d20.
Her?
Yes, you're not there, because you're talking to the tree.
Hello, this is what's happening over time. Can see he was talking to the tree?
No.
So we'll have to tell her.
Yeah. I'm going to step outside.
Not only.
We have a foe around us.
Okay. What did you roll?
Three.
Okay. So you hear what sounds like laughter and children playing coming through the set of doors that's directly ahead. You don't see the woman. No one's come back in the room. It's been at least 15 minutes since she left to go see whether or not you could have permission to talk to Raiden. And these two are tied up and talking to the tree. What do you do?
I would either stay or I'd either go to see what that laughter is. So I see.
It's up to you. What do you want to do?
Raiden. But we don't know what Raiden looks like. That's right, but
if she's here, the other kids probably would, is the point.
Problem is, she might get...
But you don't know.
Anyway, you guys, stop talking, please. You're not there. It's a role-playing game. Let her make her own decision. Thank you. What do you want to do?
I'm going to stay here and wait till I get finished.
Okay. So the noise continues beyond the door. It never gets very loud, but it just sounds like at least, it's got to be at least 5 or 6 kids playing. And it is about 5 minutes from your perspective, and then the hum ends, and the two of them are back. All right, and the lady has not come back.
So, since what the tree told us,
we figured out that
I'm gonna go step outside real quick, all right, and look around back to see if there's anything around back.
Okay, and I'll tell Rosie what we figured out. So we figured out she seems to be in a garden or courtyard. She's playing with other kids, and there seems to be a cherry tree around. That's what we have.
Okay. So you're going to go through the double doors back toward like where she heard the sounds of playing.
Yeah.
Okay. So he is leaving the front office and walking back deeper into the orphanage, basically. When he opens the door, there is a fresh breeze, and it obviously leads out into like a foyer, which leads to a courtyard. You can hear the sounds of the kids playing even more loud now.
He has weapons on us. Okay. This
do you leave the door open or shut behind you?
I leave it open.
Okay. I leave the door open. So in that little foyer, there is a stairs that goes up to the left, and then there's a stone floor, and then there's a few steps that go down that lead to like a grassy area that looks like a courtyard, basically. And you can see directly ahead in that courtyard, you can see there's like bushes and there's a tree and a tree and a tree. And then there's a stone park bench in the back. And on the ground, kind of in a sandy dirt area, you can see a half dozen kids playing. And they're basically making believe that they're like operating a wagon train or caravan or whatever. And they've got little pieces of wood that represent each caravan. And they're making a trail on the ground, and they're all kind of playing together. Do not get that stuff on your hands and your face. Okay. Anyway, and then looking across where they're playing at, you see the stone, looks like a stone park bench, basically it's carved out of stone, and you see a young woman, or young female human, who is probably 10 or 11, and she is sitting on the park bench. And standing next to her is a man who's probably in his early 30s, and he has dark hair and a dark mustache, and he is
just, from the looks of it, he has just finished, like, scolding her or saying something stern to her, mm-hmm. and he now turns and heads toward, kind of toward the kids and ultimately toward you.
Oh, shit.
So what do you do? You could easily step back in the doors and close the doors, because you haven't come back. You've just got on the foyer as well.
I am not talking to him. If he sees that I have weapons on him, he's gonna either...
He's on the other side of the gate. Me.
There's no gate.
I kind of step outside and walk away. The way, like...
Don't sell him fear, though. Don't look like you're...
Okay, so you gotta try to go down off the foyer and through the backyard and to the right?
To the right. Okay. Away, like, the
so,
way
as soon as you get close to the edge of the foyer and look to the right, you realize that it's bounded by a fence. The whole backyard is. So if you're getting away from him, the only way to go would be either over the fence, over back the way you came, or up the steps.
Can I climb over the fence? Is that possible?
You can. It'll look a little painfully obvious at that point, because you'll be scrambling over a fence, and he'll be like right there and see you. Well, everyone else, whatever, all the kids, everyone will see you.
So I walk along the fence. Is he on one side of the fence? Okay.
So as soon as you get off the foyer and actually go to the fence and you're looking at it, he's only 10, 15 feet away from you.
But is he's walking towards the door.
No, he's walking towards you now.
Me?
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
You don't belong here. He knows it. So
I don't.
He's coming to deal with you probably. Okay. Meanwhile, you see he went outside. He left the door open. And then you see, he goes, as he's going to go off the foyer, and all of a sudden he goes to the right. And then you see the man across the courtyard walking this way, and then he turns and he's obviously heading toward Dan. So what are you guys doing?
I'm gonna talk to him.
Okay, so you're gonna go through the doors and
I'm not
call
afraid.
Out to him.
You're
gonna go through the doors onto the
he
courtyard.
He say leave. I leave and come back later.
You're gonna go through the doors onto the platform and basically call out to the guy. Is what you're planning to do?
No, I'm gonna go out there, and if he sees me and starts turning towards me, I'll talk to him. I'm not afraid.
I'm not as scared of him.
And you're running away from him?
I don't want to get near him.
Okay. So he's basically got you cornered by the fence, unless you run away. You're coming out there to try to talk to him. You're coming off the steps and heading into the yard. The kids are looking up, like, what's going on? What are you doing?
That's what I'm doing. It's going in there. I tell Rosie, stay here.
All the kids are just like,
I honestly don't know what's going on in this place.
I told you.
Okay, so there's the office, and then just outside those doors, there's like a porch area, okay? And there's you don't see the steps going up to the left, but there are steps going up to the left. And down off that porch is the backyard, which is fenced in, which Dan has now discovered. And then there's trees and bushes and stuff like that. There's a park bench, and the kids are playing in the dirt. That's what you see in front of you. So if you stay where you are, you're in the office. You go through those doors, you're on the porch. If you go past that, you'd be on the ground where the kids are. She's going through the doors now. She sees that the guy is going after Dan, and she's going in there. But she did tell you to stay back. So it's up to you. Do you want to go as far as the porch so you can at least see what's going on? Okay. So she steps through the doors onto the porch to see what's going on. So we're going to be stopping here, but this is where we're at. You're on the porch, watching, see what happens. You've just gone down off the porch toward the man and Dan. You're at the wall. The man is approaching you. Where you're at on the porch, you hear footsteps from the left, and you see the old woman is coming down from the left towards you.
Oh.
Okay? And all the kids are looking up. And you would gather from their faces that they all look like this is not good. This is trouble. They all look a little scared, a little bewildered of what's going on.
I'm not scared.
Okay? And that's where we'll pick up next time.
I'm going to talk to that man and say, hello, I'm Selena.
You're gonna make me be cornered by a guy and then I'm just gonna end the session.
Yep.
Well, I'm there for you and I'm gonna
we'll
help
be back.
You. And he attack us.
We're gonna take him on.
This has been Palace Pages, Sunday, January 21st, the 3rd. Sunday, the second episode in 2024, and Rosie, Selena, and Dan have accidentally invaded the orphanage to try to find out whether or not Raiden is there.
Accidentally.
All right.
Be kind.
And we'll go from here next time.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.